Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Kimmick Podcast.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Michaela.
Man, sure took us a long time to get this one going.
Life.
Seems like life is summertime and it's hard to get things going. And we've had sound issues too. Sometimes we just, there's parties next door and things we just can't do it. So,
but here we are. We're here. Yay. We're back for another episode.
Buried treasure.
Buried
this was fun.
Treasure.
I don't know, summertime. I was thinking about sand, playing in the sand. And whenever we'd go camping, we'd always bring the bucket and the shovel.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd always try and find treasures, even if it's just rocks or leaves or pine cones. Remember, I always collected pine cones and then made lighted baskets with them. So, but if they're not too sappy. But we always found treasures in just nature.
I always find treasures.
So, and sometimes you can find some pretty cool stones out there if you look really hard. Fossils. I have found a fossil before. A little tiny, just a plant fossil, but I have found one before.
That's still cool, though.
That's still cool.
Yeah. I have, for work, I have a fanny pack that has my gloves and my tape and all the things that I need in it. But it also is where I keep the treasures that I find throughout my workday.
Mm.
I found like a little crystal. I found a dice one day. I find pens sometimes. And it just all goes in my fanny pack.
Yep. You're like a little squirrel. They just like store it for later.
Or a crow.
Or crow. Yeah. All the shiny things.
They like shiny things.
Shiny things. Well, it's better than liking pointy things.
What if they're shiny pointy things?
They could be dangerous.
Then all the better. All the better.
I found out, well, I've always known this, but I'm a little challenged when it comes to extreme sharp cutlery.
Yes.
And I received these beautiful knives for the kitchen knives for Christmas. I think it was Christmas.
It was Christmas.
And I was just like, I love them, but I'm a little intimidated. I've only cut the tip off my finger twice now and sliced up my index finger. So only three times. And I've used it, what, 10 times maybe?
I mean, so, that's not a terrible percentage, honestly.
Yeah, 3 out of 10 is not bad.
It's 30%. It's really not that bad.
It is so extremely over the top sharp that it just barely, barely came in contact with the tip of my finger and it was sliced.
It's gone.
Yeah, I think that finger has less skin after. And it was sliced in the same place, too.
You just need to keep your fingers out of the way, is what you got to do.
They say it's the left-handed thing. It's the, I don't know. They say left-handed people can't cut. It's probably true. I mean, I can cut pretty straight once I get going, for the most part, but yeah. Cutlery is dangerous for me. So I think about Robbie cooking from Big Sam. I was like, you know, we would probably be lethal in the kitchen. So I don't know.
Watching him gives me anxiety. Anytime they always give him these huge knives.
And I'm huge. Like, I could, the big, huge butcher, you know.
Why would you give like him big knives?
Chuck, it's like, I don't know what you use those big things to cut the chicken's head off or something.
And you haven't seen the, I think it's like the VIX One Fine Day where Ravi and Hongbin are cooking in the kitchen and he's cutting garlic, but he has the blade up and he has the bulb of garlic in his hand and he's slicing it. It's
scary.
Yeah. Isn't that good?
Not everyone is good with cutlery.
And then I believe it was Hyuk and Hongbin who melted the spoon in the soup.
That's Leo was a powerful
like,
soup.
He was just like, it's good, but it kind of tastes like glue. And they're like, oh, yeah, the spoon melted a little bit. Don't worry about it.
Don't mind that.
Fine.
That melted plastic flavor, that adds some flavor to the soup.
Yeah.
Anyway, buried treasure.
Buried treasure.
What would you like to find? If you were searching for buried treasure, what kinds of things would you look for? What do you consider a treasure?
See, those are two very different questions, though.
Okay. Because what do you hope to find if you set out in search of treasure? Say you went with a metal detector to the beach.
And I'd like to find something like old and cool. Like old jewelry would be fun. Old coins would be fun. Anything along those lines. If I was looking for buried treasure with a metal detector on a beach, I think that would be fun.
Yeah. Have you ever done that?
No.
I don't know anybody with a metal detector.
Me neither.
But I see one at the school. There's a guy that goes out there, and he always goes around the trees. He's pretty smart because there's always kids and people, you know, running through there. I'm sure he finds a lot. He did detect something and kind of put some in his pocket. So he scored something. I don't know what it was.
But I feel like that was a really popular storyline in kids' shows when I was younger. Everybody had a metal detector.
I know.
Always. All the kids' shows in the early 2000s, there was always an episode where someone had a metal detector, and you think that would be more popular, but it never happened.
You know, it'd be handy around a fishing hole where people are always losing their tackle and their
it'd be fun on a beach.
Their hooks and stuff.
Whether it's a
yeah
lake or a ocean, it'd be fun on a beach.
Mm-hmm.
Or on a bank where stuff washes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you dig deep for it? Would you, like, if it was a beach, would you get out the shovel and would you dig?
Maybe.
Would you guys dig out there? Would you dig deep for treasure?
Maybe. I guess it just depends on how invested I am in digging for treasure that day. What would you want to find?
$1 billion that I can share with the world.
That would be useful too.
Help us out. Help everybody out. Wouldn't that be nice? That's it. My dream is to feed the world. Feed and clothe the world. Wouldn't that be nice?
It's a good dream. I like food.
I want everybody to have homes, food, shelter, good health care, and all that.
That sounds good. So,
yeah, that's what I'm going to aim for. And love for everybody. All over the world. Just shower the whole world with love, love, love. So if I could find treasure that is like love and that can spread it all like a plague all over the world and make everybody heal up and better, that's the treasure I want. So
see,
it's just a small thing. Other than that, coins and jewelry like you.
Yeah.
Trinkety things.
I like trinkety things. But see, I would consider love to be a treasure as well. But that's not something that you would find if you're like
digging. Unless so some alien being dropped a trunk of love that you can actually feel, touch, and that would spread as soon as I open the lid.
Pandora's box of love.
Pandora's box of this plague of love that just spreads over, melts everybody's heart that has a cold heart and just warms up all the lovely hearts, and we all just like, yeah, we all just harmonize and we all in sync. We're in sync.
Bye, bye, bye.
We can say bye, bye, bye to all the hate.
That sounds good.
I got a word. You want to hear my word for the week, for the month? I don't know.
Let's do a word.
This word.
For the episode.
It's Whiffler. W-H-I-F-F-L-E-R, Whiffler, and it's a person who frequently changes opinions or course they are taking. So, dates back to the 1500s. And the origins lie in Old English word whiffle, which meant battle axe, and probably came from Germany originally, and became a word for wife, you know. The old battle axe. Whiffler. Huh. I don't know how changing opinions do. Yeah, I guess women change their opinions. I'm not that indecisive a person. I pretty much stick.
You change your mind.
But I do change my mind.
You do change your
mind. Girls do it. We just like to, I guess.
You'll say one thing and then the next thing you'll be like, you know, I thought about it and no.
But I don't go back and forth and back and forth too much. I'm not really a...
No, it's usually a once a flop.
Yeah.
One flop.
Yeah.
Where you'll say no, and then you'll be like, you know, I thought about it in years.
Yeah. I do listen to people's advice, though. where some people ask for advice and never take it. But I only ask people that I trust to give me the advice that is helpful. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Some people I wouldn't go to. Not that I know anybody. I know two people. Okay, I put it in a sentence. She's a whiffler. She changes her opinions with the breeze. Mm. Or is it the fee breeze? The fa breeze? Fa
breeze.
It's not fee. No. Fee, fi, fo.
It's not fee, fi, fo, fum. Okay. Fee, 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 fee.
I don't know any fee, fee. Okay, should I pick my song?
You should pick your song. Pick
first song. Mm-hmm. I picked My Treasure by Treasure, the Treasure K-pop band. The K-pop band named Treasure.
Yes.
My Treasure by Treasure. And it's off the First Step Treasure Effect album that came out in 2021. My Treasure by Treasure, the band named Treasure. Yay! They were a 12-member band. Now they're 10 members, but that's a lot of members.
Yeah, it's a lot of members.
I really love their sound. I really, really like them.
They're really good. Yeah. I haven't delved into them that much.
No,
but
will.
They are quite good.
Yes, very nice. What is your song?
So, I think I speak for majority of the K-pop community when I say this song has been stuck in my head all week. Because it has been stuck in my head all week. It's the new AT's single, Work.
It's so good.
It's such a jam, isn't it?
It's so
happening.
It's so good. I cannot get enough of this track. It's so fun. And this new EP that they came out with is so
it's really
good. And they're experimenting with all different kinds of sounds, which makes me so excited as a music enthusiast. It is really, really cool. But this song has just, it's been stuck in my head all week. It's been my motivational tune to get up in the morning when I go to work. Because it's about work, making that money. And sometimes you just need a jam to kind of help you along. And this be the jam.
It's the working beat.
It is the working beat.
You got to have one of those.
You do. Work by AT's.
Go.
Work by AT's.
Yay! Gonna make that money.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a catchy song.
It's so good.
It's now stuck in my head.
It's been stuck in my head all week. And I, Hong Joong's part is probably my favorite. Like, just his flow, his vocal tone is just so good. Mm. He's so good.
I like that. It's like oboe or something at the beginning of it. I like that.
Yeah, the woodwind sound is really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of jokes.
Okay.
I don't know how I ended up with 10, but I got 10.
Okay.
10? Yes, 10 jokes.
Let's do it.
So, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Alpaca.
Alpaca who?
Alpaca suitcase for our vacation. Ooh. Since it's summertime. Alpaca parka.
So always makes me think of coming back.
Yeah.
Always makes me think of Jin.
That's why I did it. Because Jin from BTS is coming back. Whee! On the 12th. I think he's out on the 12th and he's doing a V Live or something on the 13th on their anniversary, the BTS anniversary. Jin's going to do live. And I'm not sure who all can see him. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's on Weverse or where he's at, but look for Jin. He's coming.
Jin!
We miss you! Yeah. So. Alpaca. Alpaca,
alpaca. Alpaca, alpaca.
I never laughed so hard when he said alpaca parka. It was just the cutest thing ever. So it always makes me think of him. And then there's RJ, right?
Which is one of, actually, it's probably my favorite BT21 character is RJ. Yeah. I love RJ.
Okay, next joke. Where is the best place to go shopping for clothes?
A clothes store?
New Jersey. Huh. New Jersey. One more?
I better. Yeah, we got
one. I better do four. I've got 10. Let's do 3.
Okay.
Okay. What did the meteorologist do when she broke her leg?
What?
She put it in a forecast. She's a meteorologist. She broke her leg. She put it in a forecast. Okay. Not the best. Okay. Stretching it. I get it.
It's fine.
It's still early. It might get better.
Okay.
Okay. Let's on to buried treasure.
Buried treasure.
Buried treasure is a literary trope commonly associated with depictions of pirates alongside Vikings, criminals, and Old West outlaws. Which is true, because every time you try to pull up buried treasure, you get all this pirate information.
Pirates.
Which, there's a lot. And I thought, well, maybe we'll just do pirates sometimes.
Oh, I love pirates.
So pirates, there was a lot of it. So I tried not to, you know, go down that rabbit hole too much, but a lot of it did pop up. According to popular conception, these people often buried their stolen fortunes in remote places, intending to return to them later, often with the use of a pirate's treasure map. So, yeah, they're always associated with that. Mm-hmm. Pirates were just as excited to find maps as they were treasures, treasure chests of gold and silver. Maps were an extremely rare and valuable commodity. And they, I put in a new book. So I have a brand new book for our podcast and the pages are thinner. And so like I write on both sides of the paper and I realized that I really got to not press so hard because it was like bleeding through. So that's why this one is kind of hard to read. So I apologize for my my stumbling over my own words, but here we go. Let's see. They would, let's see. I don't even know what that word is. Can you read it? Oh, it allowed seafarers to navigate difficult channels and to avoid smashing their ships on rocky places. So it did come in handy. That was way off of the, yes. It took a long time to get that one out, but
maps are important.
This one page, I ended up, as long as I wrote lighter, it worked out better. But many pirates could read, which I thought was surprising. I guess I always associate pirating and things with illiteracy.
They probably taught each other, honestly. There was probably one person on the ship who was literate, and then if they had runaway slaves or people like that who were illiterate, they probably taught each other, is what I'm figuring.
And they said there wasn't much else to do on the ship when they weren't working. Reading was so popular amongst the pirate crews that when raiding, they would often steal books, which I thought was, ooh. You know, books are a treasure in our family.
I agree wholeheartedly.
I could totally get buried alive in a book easily.
Books are a treasure.
So, and it's a good time to do summer reading. If you got kids out there, mm-hmm. There's public libraries have summer reading. Barnes and Noble. I thought there was somewhere else too. Some other community. Just look at, type in your local communities. There's all kinds of things and the kids can get prizes. And sometimes there's shirts and cups and free ice cream and free sand food. We've gotten food. I'm trying to think what else we've gotten. Keychains. We had something. What was it? Something was glow in the dark one year. Anyway, that's really cool. Pirates love to read. It makes me think of Pirates of the Caribbean when he's reading the good book.
You get points for trying.
Yeah. Pirate ships would have their own bands and makeshift orchestra, which, so I did dabble a little bit in piracy, but I thought the music aspect of it was amazing. You can't go wrong with music, right? And they also had their own theater groups, and this was because life at sea was so super boring. I bet. Boring like cornflakes. Bore, bore, bore. Would you like to be stuck on a ship?
No.
With smelly fish. Smelly people.
I don't like water that much. I don't
like the motion. I mean, I don't really get carsick much, but I couldn't stand the sea motion, and I'm not really a water person much. I mean, I do bathe and drink it, but I'm not a sea-loving person. So, there's all that. Are you a sea-loving person?
I mean, I've only been to the sea once, and it was nice, but I don't go out of my way to frolic in puddles, no matter the size. So, no, not really.
You don't do any water sports. Get on that water ski.
Considering the fact that I can't swim, I would say water sports are a little out
for me. They do have life jackets for that very purpose.
Nope. Just nope.
That's a big nope.
It's a big nope. Yeah, that's a big nope
for me. I'm not a risk taker. I feel water skiing, you definitely need to be a risk taker. I did try downhill skiing and lost my ski. First, I got on the wrong ski lift. I was supposed to get on the bunny slope, but I can't read.
Reading apparently, hard.
Apparently, I can't tell signs or read.
Pirates could read better than you can.
Yes, they can. So I got on the intermediate slope. What is it? Chairlift. And as soon as I got off, the first mogul lost that ski. And I didn't know that you're supposed to yell runaway ski. So I'm standing on the top of this big slope yelling, watch out! You know, just yelling, and everybody's going, watch what? What? Didn't know for like 20 minutes as I'm screaming, don't get hit. Hey, you in the blue. And this guy just turns to me and goes, you just have to say runaway ski, and everybody will turn around. Now I know. But that was my adventure. By the time I got down with one ski, I had blisters all around my tops of my ski boots. And I spent the rest of the time by the fire in the lodge. So
sounds way more enjoyable, honestly.
They had hot cocoa.
See, that's what I'm talking about. It sounds way more enjoyable.
Yeah, they had snacks and drinks.
Why
and
would
it
you
was
go
warm.
Outside if you have snacks and drinks?
Yeah. I mean, come on. That was my only adventure. And people told me I should try cross-country skiing. Maybe.
That just sounds boring. In my personal opinion, no offense to any cross-country skiers out there. If you love it, you'll love it.
I think people would be safer around me if I cross-country skied than downhill ski.
Yeah, because it's flat. So.
And trees would be safer, too.
Everyone would be.
So I'm going to pick my second song.
Let's go.
On that scary note. Treasure of Love is what I picked by Clyde McFadder, and it came out in 1956. It was on the Clyde McFadder and the Drifters album. So, Treasures of Love, or Treasure of Love. I guess there's just
singular.
Singular.
Mm-hmm.
So, go. Treasure of Love by Clyde McFadder. That's good. I love that. I love that old 50s music. Makes me want to go to the room, 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 driving. Yeah, there wasn't very good movies on around my birthday, so we didn't go. Well, there was good movies, just not something we wanted to see.
Yeah.
I still want to see a really good, like Godzilla movie or something. A monster. I love monsters. I love monsters and dragons. I think that would be fun. And they always play 50s sock hop at ours. We have the dual screen Holiday Twin. Yay, Holiday Twin and Fort Collins. So people, please support Holiday Twin Drive-In. I can't emphasize that enough. We're losing them all over the world. So please support them. And not just buy a movie ticket. That doesn't support them. But go buy their stuff in the concession stands. That's what keeps them going. There. That's my plug. What's your song?
Ah, so my song, I'm super excited about, but more so excited about the fact that it's not the new song, but it's by the person who came out with a new song. So the song I picked is Mood by DPREN. And DPREN just came out with a new music video and song called Saint. It's really, really cool. It's on YouTube. Go watch it. But because of that, I have gone back down the DPR rabbit hole.
AKA Christian U.
Yes, Christian U. AKA DPREN.
Yes.
So I've been going down that rabbit hole today and quite enjoying myself.
And after you hear this song, then I'll talk about my encounter with Christian.
Okay,
let's go.
Mood. By DPREN.
Let's go.
Mood by DPREN.
So good.
I've been really enjoying going back into his music because before I really listened to mostly Mood Swings in This Order and Dear Insanity, but I never really listened to this album, Moon Swings Into Order. And of course, it's just as good. I just never delved that deep into that one. I just was really focused on Mood Swings in This Order and Dear Insanity. Mm-hmm. So that's been fun, is putting a little bit of the other one in there and listening to all of them. It's so good. I love the sounds he makes and puts them together. It's so unique.
Well, to me, his music videos and his songs are a full sensory experience.
They totally are.
There's just the sounds on so many different levels for me. And visually, very stimulating, just
incredible.
It's just impactful.
It's very impactful. His art is just amazing. I don't know. Yeah, I don't have any other words for it.
And I can't even think of any other artists that I get that from much. Mm-mm. On a just sensory level, except for maybe May. May would always try to do kind of a sensory show at their live shows too. But
as far as like really deep music video and there's lore behind it, all of them are connected. Right, it's story. A huge, deep thing that I don't know.
And BTS too has a deep storyline too. And very much storytelling in their videos with different props that you really don't know until you kind of delve into that world. And then you all of a sudden see it. It's like, wow.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the things that really got me into BTS and got me into K-pop. Because on the surface, you know, I was just like,
it's just another genre.
Kid stuff. There's no substance to it. It's just bubblegum.
And I've always loved boy bands. So she's used to me always bringing up all these, I like this boy band.
Like boy bands too, but I didn't expect to get as into it as I have.
Yeah.
And it's because there's just all those layers where, especially with BTS, and they have the storyline for, what album is it? Forever Young, the Forever Young story arc. I watched the music videos and I was like, whoa, that's really deep. And then you watch another one, you're like, wait, I think these are connected. And then you just, you go down the rabbit hole. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah.
And I haven't completely gone down the DPR Ian rabbit hole. I know it's there. I know it exists. I know they're connected. Mm-hmm. I haven't jumped all in yet. It's deep. I know it's deep. I have to be in a mental place where I can handle the depths of that.
Well, I, insomnia girl that I am,
yes,
just happened to be up when Christian did his live early this morning.
Yes. I don't
even know what time it was.
Early this morning for us.
Three or something like. And I just happened to be sitting there. I was like, oh, it's him. And it was so, so insightful because he went through and told us the parts of the concepts of the storyline that are connected in the videos as much as he could tell. And he says it is like a collab with his team too. And some things he's not allowed to say, but it was so interesting and so deep. And a lot of us were just like, yeah, I don't quite get it, but we kind of do, but we kind of don't, but we trust that it's all going to come together. But it was fascinating and I learned a lot. So now I'm going back and watching the music videos with the new knowledge that I have. And that's been fun.
That has been fun too. I did that a little bit this morning before I had to go to work, was I watched the new music video and I was like, okay. And then you mentioned something that he said in his live about no blueberries. And I was like, okay, well now I got to go watch No Blueberries.
He was saying that No Blueberries music video is in the future.
Yeah.
And I see that now I watch that
too. So then I had to go back and watch No Blueberries. Yes,
it happens in
which the then takes place after So Beautiful. And I'm like, my brain. And it's, and then I had to get ready for work. So I couldn't go down the depths of the rabbit hole. I just listened and enjoyed his music today.
Well, it was wonderful hanging with him and he's fascinating. And I have the ADHD. So he would look at the screen and then get distracted with the emojis. Like, don't distract me with emojis. And then he was sending us hearts and stuff. He's so wonderful. Anyway, we love you, Christian. Yay!
He's such an incredible artist.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't know what else I'd be doing. This is what I'd be doing best. And I agree. You have found your thing, and you can see him light up when he talks about it.
Oh, he's an amazing artist.
Yeah.
Mad respect.
But man, the deep storyline connection is intense.
I know there are videos on YouTube that explain and connect all the threads. So that's probably what I'm going to do after this is just both feet all in, just going all in.
Well, one thing I love about him is he's probably one of the best artists I think I've ever seen to actually show what it's like inside someone's head.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually feel like what he goes through.
You can.
So
he portrays it so eloquently and beautifully.
So as a storyteller, he's brilliant.
He's so brilliant. As an artist, just the way he ties all the different components together, it's incredible.
He's such a kind person, too. It was lovely. Anyway, it was wonderful. So if you ever get to see Christian Yu live, and do it. Watch it. You'll learn all kinds of stuff. And he's got the cutest little dog, Lori, who's just a lovely little puppy. Yep. So, yay! Anyway, exciting. Yay! Onward with what jokes? We should probably crank out a couple more jokes. Okay. When is butter contagious?
When
it's spreading. Smooth like butter.
I was thinking butter gets stuck in everybody's head.
Why was the bacon laughing so hard?
Why?
Because the egg cracked a yolk. Oh, I thought it was kind of cute. I was like, does bacon laugh? Sometimes. Only it laughs at you after it sprays grease on you.
Yes.
Sucker, you got too close. Okay. One more joke. You want to do one more?
Sure.
How do you make a pirate furious?
How?
You take away the P, then he's irate.
That was clever. I like that one a lot.
We'll do one more.
Okay.
Where do pirates buy their hooks?
Where?
At the secondhand store.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, now I got some piratey jokes. Okay. Okay. So,
yeah. Those two are pretty good.
Okay. See, I told you I could make up for some of the crap ones. That's why I try to do quite a few, because sometimes, you know, they're kind of...
I get it.
I guess I've been preparing for this one for a while in the joke department. So that's why we have so many. Okay, back to buried treasure. Pirates burying treasure was a rare occurrence, with the only known instance being William Kidd, who buried some of his wealth on Gardiner's Island. The myth of buried pirate treasure was popularized by such 19th century fiction as Wolfert Webber, The Gold Bug, and Treasure Island. Hmm. And, you know, a lot of the sounds that pirates that we associate and all that came from Treasure Island. And it's funny because I had an old Disney record of Treasure Island as a kid.
That's cool.
And I had never seen the show. Mm-hmm. I just owned the record. And I visualized it all in my head before I saw it years later. But yeah. So, and I still have that record, which I doubt it would play. Yeah. But anyway. The idea of treasure maps leading to buried treasure is considered a fictional device, but, you know, we all know that it's true. Maybe.
It's still fun, though. It's yeah, fun to think about.
It is. There are cases of buried treasure from different historical periods, such as, I'm going to probably butcher these names, but the Dacian king and Visigoth king. Let's see. One was names. Forget it. Let's not even go there. They're long and I can't.
King D.
Yeah. King D and King A.
There we go.
Who both changed the course of rivers to hide their treasure. Can you imagine? You change the course of a river to bury your treasure. Legends of buried pirate treasure have existed for centuries, but authenticated discoveries are rare. For example, extensive excavations on Oak Island, Nova Scotia, have not yielded any treasure. The only authenticated treasure chest in the U.S. is kept at Pirate Soul Museum in St. Augustine, Florida.
The Oak Island just makes me think of the History Channel show that they have, where they're still looking for the treasure on Oak Island.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's been going on for like 10 seasons. They're going to find it. You just know it.
One can only hope.
They're only going to find it in the next episode, though. So of course. Keep watching.
You got to keep it. That's the hook. That's the hook that keeps you going.
That's how they get you.
Yep. That's that little bait they put out there. So you keep coming close. Buried treasure is a cultural concept not the same as a hoard, which is typically found by archaeologists and metal detectors. The Fenn treasure, reportedly buried by millionaire Forrest Fenn in 2010, was found in 2020 in Wyoming.
I mean,
I could see you could hide anything there.
If I was going to hide treasure,
I'd hide it there.
I'd probably hide it in Wyoming. Yeah. One, because you don't got a lot of people. Two, there's a lot of wide open spaces. No one's going to get up in your business. There's
a lot of cracks and crevices and things. And yeah,
I feel like Wyoming would be the last place most people would look.
And if you bury it, it won't blow away.
Yes.
I noticed the days that you went there, it was windy. Just for you. That was really nice.
It doesn't bother me, honestly. I kind of like it.
It makes the people cranky. That's what I don't like about it.
It makes people very cranky. I find that
more
fun.
It makes the air pure, though. I mean, the air smells good because of all the wind.
I think it's funny when people get grumpy over a slight breeze. So,
but it really does make people grumpy.
It does. It's funny. So. That's me. That's my opinion.
The most expensive unfounded treasure is the Ark of the Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Unfounded. Unfound. Unfounded. Unfound.
hasn't been found.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the contents of the ark is supposed to be a gold pot that has manna from heaven, Aaron's rod, because Aaron had a rod and Moses had a rod, but Aaron's rod budded into blossoms and almonds on it, and it's in the ark fully budded, which is, and it, their staves were miraculous. They could turn it into a, you know, well, God could turn it into a snake or make, you know, blood, water, and all kinds of stuff. So that's in there. And the tablets, the Ten Commandments tablets that Moses got. So that's all in it. And it, no one could touch it. It was untouchable. So they had these poles, and it was pure gold. It was a covered in pure gold, and then it had a cover that had two cherubim statues that stood on it, and they used poles to carry it, right? But to touch it would cause instant death. Ah, you know. And you couldn't look inside it, what's inside, without dying, unless there was only, you know, there was only certain people that God said could. It was just, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. So it'd be a cool find, but kind of a dangerous one.
Yes.
So there's that. Do you think
they'll ever find it?
No, it's the most expensive, the most valuable unfounded treasure. Yeah,
but do you think it will be found?
If God wants it found, it will be found.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
How's that? I don't think so. I don't think so. But maybe. Maybe when the time is right. I don't know.
Mm.
But I love all kinds of fascinating things. It's kind of a fascinating thing to delve into, speaking of rabbit holes.
Oh, yes.
So, the next most expensive unfound treasure is the treasure of Lima, a lost fortune of the high seas, estimated to be about $200 million value. The treasure of Lima is, let's see, a lost fortune, blah, blah, blah. The treasure of Lima is one of the most famous lost treasures in history, a vast fortune in gold and silver that was looted from Peru by pirates in 1820. And the number one most valuable treasure found so far is the San Jose, a Spanish galleon that sank in 1708 while carrying gold, silver, and emeralds.
That's cool.
Yeah, from Peru to Spain. In 2015, an unmanned underwater vehicle located the wreck, which is estimated to contain $17 billion in treasures.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. So I started thinking things to create for kids now. Treasure hunts are really cool.
Oh, kids love treasure hunts. Adults love treasure hunts. Who doesn't love a treasure hunt?
And it doesn't matter if you're, you know, rich or poor or whatever. You can make a treasure hunt that has treasures like coupons in it that you can write, a free back rub, a free I'll do your dishes for a week or whatever you want to do. Free hugs all week long whenever you need them. You can make it fun. You can make it, you can just create little things. You, I don't know, make little things out of string, or you can create treasures.
Yeah.
You know, get one of those buttons and put a string on it, and you can get one of those little pulley. You can make a pulley thing. Like on, like Johnny Depp has in, what is that? That movie where Ichabod, when he plays Ichabod Crane.
Sleepy Hollow?
Sleepy Hollow. Is that who he plays? No, he just...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Ah, it's been a long day. It's been hot here. It's been 93 degrees here. So even though we're inside, I think it kind of melts everybody's brain just a little bit. But it's fun to do that. And you can do it. And if it's hot outside, you can do a little treasure hunt inside. And it's fun, and you can, like, do little treasure hunts while your kids are sleeping, and then in the morning, you can put a note on by their breakfast and start their day off with a treasure hunt. It's just a thought because kids are so bored in the summer. I was bored. My folks were always working. We just had beetles. They had beetles A to Z. That's all I remember. Sunbathing and beetles A to Z. So, and then saving my coins, riding my bicycle to go get albums because that was albums and books were my only love.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I didn't buy any books back then. It was all library books.
Well, if you could get them for free, why would you buy them?
Yeah. Albums were the only things I bought. And yeah. I usually just bought used because I could afford the new ones.
It was expensive.
Very. So I have a lot of used records. But that's okay. I got a cool collection. So yay! Okay, back to, song? I think
we can do the last song.
Let's do our last song and then I'll end with jokes.
Okay.
Okay. I picked Starlight by Muse, the band Muse. And that came out in 2006 off the Black Holes and Revelations album. So Starlight. I am a starlight.
Me too.
Yay. Starlight by Muse. I love that song. I go down the Muse rabbit hole in the summertime.
They're a good summer band. They have a good summer vibe.
I love the Twilight soundtracks, the Vampire Twilight. And they're coming out with a new one.
That's what you see.
Which I'm excited. Yes, I'm one of the two Twilight fans out there. I loved them. I loved them. I loved the books. I read them super quick. I did. I flew through those books. And I loved the movies. Renesmee, that could have been a little better name. But other than that, I loved them. So, yay, me and the one other person that loves Twilight. Hello, we get a new movie.
There's lots of people who love Twilight. They just
I'm glad it. I still have a bunch of shirts, Twilight shirts for each of the different movies, and yeah, I might even have a hoodie.
I think you do.
I think I do.
Yeah.
Not that I ever wear them, but I have collectors. I have a Twilight collection. So, Muse, I love that band.
They're a good band. It's got a good sound. Yeah. So my song pick
is
the new single by XG called Woke Up. And it is so good. So I was on the internets is how I came across this. I was on the internet.
And the internets?
The internets.
And how many nets are there?
There's lots of nets. It's a whole web.
Oh. That would make a lot of nets. Anyway, yes. Carry on.
And I saw a clip of a member of a girl group shaving her head. And I'm like, that's pretty cool. That looks dope. So then I was trying to figure out, I was like, okay, well, like, what group is this? Who is this? Because everyone was freaking out because she shaved her head. And that's not a normal thing that girl groups do. Members of girl groups, they don't just shave their heads.
Well, same girls.
I mean, I've shaved my head. It's fun. It's liberating. It's amazing.
Well, they associate it with crazy.
But
because didn't Britney Spears,
Britney Spears did shave her head.
Yeah.
Good for her, man.
Yeah.
It's very liberating.
And they were like, what's wrong with Britney?
Yes.
So they associate it with.
I mean, to be fair, there was a lot wrong with Britney and poor girl, you know? But anyway, that's a different thing. So I was intrigued. I'm like, okay. This is cool. I think that's super rad. I need to figure out who this girl group is. And I'm not a big fan of girl groups. So I found out it was XG and the song was Woke Up. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, let's check this out. I was amazed by the song, the vocals, everything. Amazed. I thought it was super awesome. And I'm not a big fan of girl groups, but I do really like XG. I could see myself standing them. They're really, really good. So this is Woke Up by XG.
Okay.
Woke Up by XG, and they are a Japanese girl group, but they are based out of South Korea.
Cool.
Which I thought was super interesting.
I like them. They have great sound.
I like them a lot.
Fun.
So I've been listening to them a bit, and I really do like them. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay.
Well, speaking of girl groups, I found the new group Illit band, the South Korean girl band Illit. I like them. The song Magnetic is boppy and kitschy and cool. So there's some girl groups for you guys.
Yeah. But I guess, so the member who shaved her head is Kokona. I apologize if I said your name wrong. I think that's correct. She's the baby. And I guess she has shaved her head in the past and she just, you know, whatever. She's just a tough chick.
Yeah.
Super cool. Awesome. And I guess the agency did not want her to do it. And they were like, no. And she's like, oh, whatever. Bzz. Amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that for her.
You like those rebels.
I do. I love tough chicks.
Yeah. Then she say that they're Sagittariuses and Geminis and they're like, well, no wonder.
Yeah. Like three of the members are Sagittariuses and I think two of them are Geminis. I'm like, yeah, I got that little.
We'd get along great.
Rebel vibe. Yeah. So I've been digging them.
Yeah. That's a great sound. They're fun.
That's a happy find. A little treasure.
I love it. It's the diamond in the rough.
Finding new music is like...
It is the diamond in the
finding
rough.
Finding buried treasure.
It so is. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, back to jokes.
Yes, let's go.
What's a pirate's favorite music genre?
Rock and roll.
R&B.
Oh.
Close.
I feel like I was kind of...
Either one could work. Yeah. Yeah. What is the difference between a pirate and a cranberry farmer?
What?
A pirate buries his treasure and a cranberry farmer treasures his berries.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. One last joke.
Let's go.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Garden.
Garden who?
I'm guarding the treasure.
Arr, matey.
I put a little picture of a little, he's going to be a pirate bunny that says arr, matey.
Okay.
So, little art for the first one in my new notebook.
There you go.
And we're on notebook 4 now.
That's impressive.
4 notebooks. So, technically, this is our 85th episode. 85. We're almost to the party one.
We're getting
100.
Old.
We're going to have a party.
We're getting old.
I turned 60. Woo! 60. Yep. Sensational at 60.
There you go.
It was fabulous 50. Now, sensational 60s. Mm. So, okay. I'll talk about my drama.
Talk about your dramas.
What's the drama?
So the drama.
Okay, I finished the C-drama Moonlight that was starred Yu Shu-sing. That one was good. I like that one. And then I watched Boys Over Flowers, the K-drama. I started it long, long time ago and didn't know there was so many of them. But I ended up watching the Chinese Boys Over Flowers called Meteor Garden. I really, really like that one. That one has Dylan Wang in it. And... Darren Chen is in that one, too. That one's really good. But I watched the K-drama one that came out in 2009. That one was good. And it stars Kim Bum from Tale of the Nine-Tailed and Lee Min-ho from Legend of the Blue Sea, the mermaid one. So, and I like that one, too. My opinion, I kind of like the Chinese one a little bit better, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
I did like them both. And now I'm watching the Boys Over Flowers Japanese one. I thought I might as well just, you know. And yeah, out of that one seems a little more kind of like serious, but I'm not that into it, so I don't know. Mm. But yeah, I just found out that our favorite tattooer, his wife is really into K-dramas. And I was just like, ah, and he's like, she loves the boys over flowers kind of thing. And I think there's second seasons of it too. I'm not sure. I'm probably only going to commit to the first season of them, but
that's fair.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at. There. That's all I got.
All right.
It's a wrap.
Thank you for tuning in and joining us for Buried Treasure. What are we talking about next week?
We're going to go talk about fish.
Fish.
F-I-S-H.
Fish.
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 Or sish.
Fish, fish.
My oldest daughter, when she was a baby, starting out speaking, she couldn't say F's. So finger was singer. Fish was sish. And we'd go fishing. And she, I want to catch a sish. Yeah. It was the cutest thing. Kids are so adorable. And then one day she just could say F's. And it was kind of sad because, but fish will always be sish to me. So we love you, Jen. Yay! Anyway, that's it. We love you guys so much. Guys, please be safe. Please take care of each other. And just love is always the best treasure out of anything. Spread it. Do it. Just be kind. Whatever it takes. I know it's hard. Everybody's going through some crap. Everybody. We all are. But we're so awesome together. Every single one of us is beautiful and wonderful. We're all treasures. And all together, we make this huge, beautiful treasure chest of love and wonderful things.
Yes.
And stuff. Yes. Laji bolala.
Yes.
That is it.
This has been the Kimmick Podcast.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Michaela. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
We love you.
Bye. Bye.